I would like to nominate my sister, Casey Dimitrakis, along with her husband, Michael, and three children, Dominic, Parker, and Bennett, for the epic project, Vacation, and Corolla Beach. The past 2 years have been a complete whirlwind for my sister and our family. The whirlwind began in October 2021 when we lost our beloved granny. She was a second mother to both my sister and I, and the matriarch of our family. She not only helped raise us, but she lived with us our entire lives. Since she has been gone, we are still trying to find the large void that is there. Shortly after her passing, our father was diagnosed with liver cancer and was told he would need a transplant. Weeks later, Michael's mother was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was given 2 years to live. Within the next few months, my father's parents, our remaining grandparents, passed away. Michael is an only child, and he was raised by a single mom. Karen and Michael had a special bond and were always together, always laughing, always playing games. After a year of fighting, Karen had succumbed to her disease, and we lost her a year before we had planned. This loss is unlike any pain as a small family have ever endured. On July 20th of 2022, while dancing in the kitchen, cooking dinner with her husband, Casey, at 38 years old at the time, found a rock-hard lump in her left breast, golf ball in size and painful to the touch. Fast forward 7 weeks to the beginning of September, Casey had been diagnosed with stage 4 triple-negative metastatic infiltrating ductal carcinoma, grade 3. Basically, this is the worst case diagnosis that you could have with breast cancer. Casey has been given 2 years to live. The cancer has metastasized to her lungs and most recently her lymph nodes. Casey's a mom of three beautiful, crazy boys, the best auntie to my son, a friend to everyone she meets, the youngest daughter to my parents, a loving wife, my baby sister, and a talented chef. We are besides ourselves and trying to wrap our heads around all of this. Since the diagnosis and finding out how aggressive the cancer is spreading, Casey has begun her journey with frequent doctor's visits and testing to find out the best course of action to fight her cancer. Due to the side effects from her treatment, she missed a lot of work and in the end had to give up her job that she loved very much as an executive chef. Mike also misses a lot of work from the Milford Police Department while traveling to and from Casey's appointments, all while taking care of their three boys, the house, the lawn, daily chores, and cooking all the meals while juggling coaching football and maintaining as much normalcy for the boys as possible. All the time away from work is unpaid. As the bills have started mounting up and the financial stress upon their family is beyond overwhelming, the Dimitrakis family's financial stress of not being able to pay the mortgage to keep the roof over their heads or nourishment for their three boys without the assistance of family, this leaves little to no extra money to plan a vacation to provide a break from the day-to-day worries of cancer that has consumed their lives. Casey is a strong spirit and is a fighter. She is determined to beat this cancer, but knows the odds are against her. However, this hasn't changed her outlook as she continues to fight every day for those three boys. With everything Mike and Casey are dealing with, and with all the loss that they have endured over the past 2 years, they are so deserving of a week away of peace at the beach. Listening to the waves crash in the sand while building sandcastles and searching for shark's teeth and shells that wash onto the shore with picnics with their family. They truly need a break from their daily reality that could give their children memories for years to come and a week without doctor's visits, chemo, and stress. I truly hope you consider sending my sister and her family to the beach for a week in August. They are the most deserving people I know, and with the little time Casey has left on this earth, it would be beyond memorable and a true blessing to all. Thank you again.